USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials worry that a post-holiday surge of COVID cases is on the way. The United States passed 350,000 COVID deaths on Saturday, and officials fear that holiday celebrations could lead to an even deadlier January. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams says that Americans still have the power to temper the surge. He tells CNN that if you did travel for the holidays, there are a few things you can do to keep from unknowingly spreading the virus.
What I want people to know is the projections are pretty scary, but the projections and what we do now matters. If you gathered over the holidays outside of your household without a mask, there are still measures you can take right now. You still can self-quarantine. You still can get tested, knowing that greater than 50% of the spread now is among people who are asymptomatic. You still can wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance. And if we do that, we will be able to temper this surge.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
A recording of a phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was released Sunday, in which the president appears to push Georgia election officials to overturn the presidential election in his favor. The Washington Post first reported on the details of the call. Senator David Perdue says he's shocked that a member of the Republican Party would tape a sitting president. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that what he heard on the tape was the exact thing President Trump has been saying since the November election.
What the president said is exactly what he's been saying the last few months, and that is that, the last 2 months anyway, we've had some irregularities in the election in November, and he wants some answers. He has not gotten them yet from our Secretary of State. It's one reason why I asked for him to resign. We haven't got it from our state legislature because there's been no special session called. And then he went to court, the president went to court, and then I went to court. And the courts have denied us hearings saying it's more of a legislative issue. So what the president said in this tape today is no different than what he's been saying for the last 2 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Congress will meet Wednesday to certify the Electoral College vote, but not without another challenge to the results of the election. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes.
We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The UK may soon face tighter coronavirus restrictions as cases continue to rise there. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday that restrictions may have to get tougher as the country struggles to deal with a new, more infectious strain of the virus. The leader of the opposing Labour Party has called for a national lockdown to be implemented as soon as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.